The city of Reno held its first ever Facebook Live event in Spanish to answer questions about the coronavirus. Councilmember Oscar Delgado shared that 48%, almost half of the positive COVID-19 cases in Washoe County, are Latinos. The health district does not require residents to identify their race or ethnicity, so the available data does not represent the entire portion of people in Washoe County who have tested positive. KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser has the story.
Councilmember Delgado moderated a panel discussion with representatives from the City of Reno and the Reno Police Department. The panelists all explained that they are receiving questions from Spanish-speaking community members about the steps they should take if they feel they may have coronavirus symptoms. They urged viewers to go to COVID19washoe.com, where you can take an online evaluation of your symptoms in Spanish. You can also call the Washoe County Health District. Cynthia Sparsa with the city's Neighborhood Services Department said that if they aren't feeling well, undocumented community members can also access these resources. She said that no one will ask for your residency or citizenship status or for your papers, and the process is totally confidential. For people who need food donations or information about unemployment, Esparza also encouraged Spanish speakers to visit ayudanevada.com. Police Sergeant Juan Lopez recommended that the community rely on information from trustworthy local news outlets, as opposed to believing rumors. He clarified one false rumor, saying that people do not need to carry a letter with them certifying that they are essential workers. He said if you need to go buy food, bring food to someone else, or work, the Reno Police Department will not be asking people for any type of permit. The city's Alex Woodley also acknowledged that culturally, many Latinos may be hesitant to seek medical care. But he said that given the high number of Hispanics testing positive with COVID-19, people have to take the virus seriously. He said he personally doesn't like going to the doctor, but everyone needs to take care of themselves and practice social distancing. Councilmember Delgado said the city will organize another virtual town hall in Spanish in a few weeks with updated information. Natalie Van Hooser, KUNR News.
This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Móvil. Reno officials also said that the city has seen an increase in calls related to domestic violence. If you need to report a case of domestic violence or have questions, you can call the Reno Police Victim Services Unit at 775-657-4519, and there are operators who speak Spanish.